Well, I got to tell you, Ford Motor Company is having a moment, and it's a pretty special moment, to say the least. First we had the report when we talked about Bill Brown Ford in Livonia, named the world's top dealership by sales volume in 2021, which was a very, very big deal, obviously, bringing that title back home to the Motor City. And now this. We told you yesterday about the North American Car of the Year, North American Truck of the Year, North American Utility Vehicle of the Year, the so-called NACTOY Awards. Well, guess what? Ford Motor Company won in each category they were in. They took two out of three available awards, winning the North American Truck of the Year with the very affordable new Ford Maverick, and the North American Utility Vehicle of the Year, the brand new, revived Ford Bronco. A lot of people very happy about that, including our guest, Kumar Galhotra, back with us just from days ago, the Ford Motor North American president. Good morning to you, Kumar. Man, oh man, way to go.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, thank you for having me again, and what an achievement by all the teams that worked on these fantastic products. What a recognition.
It is a tremendous recognition, and it really makes it even more special, let's say, under the North American Truck of the Year. You've had the longest-running truck in the history of the automobile business with the F-150, and to realize that there was an opening, another segment available, to step into that segment with a smaller pickup truck and win right out of the box. Man, oh man, that's kudos all around. And you're right, the team at Ford Motor Company has an awful lot to be proud of. Tell me what it was like when the information was coming in yesterday.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the Oscars, nobody, not even the jurors, know who the winner is. So they opened the envelope, and there was. Ford Maverick went first. It was the winner in the truck category. And like you said, you know, our team has been working with truck customers and winning with them for 45 years, having the best-selling vehicle in the U.S. And they saw this opening in this segment where people were looking for a very versatile vehicle, a very affordable vehicle, great cost of ownership. You know, the Maverick is 42 miles per gallon in the city. And we also noticed a lot of people are doing a lot of hacks, like they do-it-yourself kind of things that they create in the pickup beds, like carrying bicycles or cargo and stuff like that. And the team figured, why not help with that innovation? So we did a lot of things that helped those vehicles, help those customers do things they want to do themselves.
That's, I guess what that means is, you are really paying close attention to what your customers have done in the past, and now you've just made it easier for them because you're doing it ahead of time for them. And that's interesting. You mentioned putting the bicycle in or whatever it might be. I'm told that this truck, this Ford Maverick, is quite affordable. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, you can get a well-equipped Maverick right around $20,000. So from an affordability perspective, the starting price is awesome. The equipment that comes in the starting level vehicle is great. Of course, you can add more equipment if you wish. And equally important to the purchase price is cost of ownership. That's where fuel economy becomes so important. And it comes in a standard powertrain as well as a hybrid powertrain. And the most fuel efficient. So now we have the most fuel efficient truck on the market, as I mentioned, EPA rating of 42 miles per gallon in the city. So it's bringing in a lot of new customers into our portfolio who previously did not own Fords and now have this very versatile vehicle, very affordable vehicle to buy from a Ford dealer.
Well, you know, you did something special with the Ford Mustang, the Mach-E. By the way, I swear, during the football game the other day, Georgia and Alabama, I swear there was a commercial for the Ford Mach-E, and they said the 2021 Ford Mach-E. Is that what it's referred to as? 2021?
Yeah. That's the model year, but Mach-E is the Mustang SUV that we launched right last year, and it's doing phenomenal.
Right. I thought, because it launched like in the middle of a year, I always thought you guys pushed ahead a year, so that you would have called it the 2022.
But anyway, we launched it as a 21, and then we moved to 22.
Is there a 2022 now available?
I'm not sure, Paul. Yeah, it would be right around now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the model year has rolled, and the 22s are now is what we're building and selling.
Okay. I mean, that would make sense. It would have been the first time ever I saw an ad for a car for last year's model. But I mean, anyway, I might have been hallucinating. In the first part of that game, I probably was hallucinating.
What a great game, though.
Oh, my gosh, it turned out to be. I know people love how tough the defense on both teams were and how great they were to hold each other to, you know, like five field goals or whatever it was before 40 seconds left in the third quarter. And finally, there was a touchdown scored, and then it was opening the floodgates. But anyway, and the Ford Bronco, which is where I was headed with that, you brought back the Mustang very well. People loved their Broncos, loved having them come back. And it became the North American Utility Vehicle of the Year, the Ford Bronco. So much to be happy about, so much to be proud about. You've got a dealership now, Bill Brown Ford in Livonia, the world's top dealership by sales volume, having them back home. It's a pretty good time over there at Ford, Kumar.
Absolutely. Great momentum. Our strategy to focus on our iconic vehicles, like the Mustang we talked about, electrifying those iconic vehicles. You know, the F-150 Lightning, Bronco, of course, winning the Utility of the Year.
It's all good, and, my friend.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be without all the teams that work on them. You know, all our partners,
yep,
dealers, like you mentioned, and UAW and all the teams that do.
We got to run. It's a good story.